We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Hey, paragraph Lamed Vav, in the middle. We're up to, we had just had a beautiful explanation about Moshe Rabbeinu, how Moshe Rabbeinu represents the blind betler, the one who, despite the fact that he's very, very old, he's still very young. And we said that he is the one who is mashpia to the eight other elders, who are represented by the eight parshias of the tefillin, the four in the Shel Rosh and the four in the Shel Yad. The Aharon hu bechinas ches tikunei dikna hanal. We had mentioned earlier that Aharon HaKohen represents the eight tikunim of the beard. This is a term that's used in the Zohar HaKodesh to refer to a very high level of holiness that the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, represents, especially with his eight special garments that he wore on Yom Kippur. Shehein bechinas haches parshiyos shel tefillin. This corresponds to the eight parshiyos of the tefillin, shenimshochim mebechinas Moshe, which receive from Moshe Rabbeinu, mebechinas hazoken hanal, who is the elder that we spoke about earlier, the elder, the blind betler. Vesehu vayas lohem botim. And this is why the Pasuk says over there that Hashem rewarded Yocheved and Miriam in that he made for them batim, houses. Bote kohuna umalchus, the Medrash says. So now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Bote kohuna heim bechinas hatfilin. Bote kohuna that the Medrash says there, that refers to tefillin. Shehem bechinas kedushas hakohuna kanal, which represent the holiness of the priesthood, of the Kohanim, as we discussed earlier. The Kohen Gadol, the eight tikunim, etc., etc. Bechinas kedushas habchoir litnoi lekohen. And if you recall, a few pages earlier, we discussed the holiness of the bechoir, the firstborn, and how we make a tikkun for his holiness by either giving him to the Kohen or redeeming him from the Kohen. Ubote malchus, and the houses of kingdom, ze bechinas malchus David Moshiach. That refers to the kingdom of Dovid HaMelech, from whom will come Moshiach. Bechinas emuna, who is synonymous with emuna. We always say that emuna is malchus. Just like malchus has no light of its own, emuna is without any understanding. Shekol ze hein bechinas tefillin anal. And all of this is included in the mitzvah of tefillin, as we've discussed in these pages. Now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies a little bit. It goes back to what he touched on before from the writings of the Arizal, and now he's going to bring it down to us using Likutei Moran. The Iker Kedushas HaTfilin Hu Bechinas Hasogas Elokus Shehatzadikim Amitim Shem Bechinas Moshe Mamshichem Oleinu Derech Kamo Tzimtzumim. What the holiness of tefillin is really all about is, we mentioned earlier that the Arizal refers to it as moichin, new seichel that we receive every day, a very high level of seichel. Rav Nosson Zal says that this refers to the recognition of Hashem that the true tzaddikim, who are like Moshe Rabbeinu, shine into us via all kinds of constrictions, via shrinking it, bringing it down to our level. Shezeh ho'ikar. That's the main thing. Sheheim zoichem lahasoga gavoya vatsuma kazu. That these great tzaddikim are zoiche to so high level an understanding of Hashem, at sheheim yecholim letzamtzem ulahalbish hahasoga, to the point where they're able to shrink it and constrict it and dress it, bekama tzimtzumim ulavushim, with many layers of many levels of shrinking it, bringing it down and further down and putting more and more clothing on it, ad shegam anachnu nucha lizgois lahasogas elokuskonal, so that they're able to share it with us, so that even people on our level will be able to experience this Hasoga Selukus, this high-level understanding of Hashem that's been brought down and shrunk and processed for us to be able to bring it to a level that we can relate to it. Just like, for example, Rabbeinu Zal said about his Sefer Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal said that what he's presenting in Likutei Moran is his awareness of Hashem brought down thousands of levels, to a point where it can be put into writing and it can be made available to people like us to be able to learn. V'zehu bechinas batim shel hatfilin. And this is also the concept of the batim, the boxes in which the parshiyos of the tefillin are placed. Why? If the parshiyos of tefillin are such a beautiful thing and they're so holy, they've been written by a sofer with yiras shamayim and they're so special, why are we covering it? Why are we hiding it? The answer is ki yef shalanu lekabel oyer haparshiyos biatzmon ki im derech batim uretzuos, because it is impossible for us to be able to receive that light of the parshiyos themselves without getting it via filtered, without putting one layer of filtering and it being filtered by the batim, the boxes and the straps. Shehem bechinas tzimtzumim vekelim kedoshim shel oylam hatikun. They represent holy, high-level filters and tzimtzumim, constrictions, lekabel ho'or bahadrogo b'mida, to allow us to be able to receive this high-level light that's coming out of these parshiyos via filters, so that we can receive it in a healthy, positive way. Because as we learned earlier, these great tzaddikim who are in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, they are able to enter into the Cholol HaPonui ulegaloi selikus Hashem, and even reveal the presence of Hashem over there, where most people are under the impression that Ponui means vacant. Hashem has vacated there totally. The great tzaddikim are able to find Hashem even in that vacuum, and that's what allows them to reach up to the highest heights of understanding of Hashem. And this is what enables them to create holy vessels into which the light can be put so that we can receive it in a way that we can handle it. Ki ikar hishavus hakelim heim al yedei tikun cholol haponui shehu tchilas hatzimtzum. Because now Rav Nosson Zal is quoting from the Arizal and the Sifrei Kabbalah that the ability to create vessels for Hashem's light comes from the tikkun of the cholol haponui. It's only those tzaddikim who are in a position to deal with that, they have the ability to create the kelim that are needed to bring down the highest levels of Hashem's light to ordinary Jews. Shehu tchila satzimtzum, as we had learned earlier, the cholol haponui is the original tzimtzum. That's the first time, kaviyochel, in a sense, that Hashem constricted his light. Shehu shoyrish kol hakelim v'hamesochim. And therefore, the cholol haponui is the origin, and it's the roots of all tzimtzumim, all kelim. A keli is a form of a tzimtzum. A keli is something, you have water, you put it, water itself has no shape or form. You put it into a cup, it takes on the shape or form, the boundaries of the vessel that it's in. So too with Hashem's light. Kelim are tzimtzumim. All kelim originate from the original tzimtzum, which is the cholol haponui. And therefore it's only those tzaddikim, who are on a level to go to the cholol haponui and to see Hashem over there. They're the ones who are qualified to create kelim, to bring the highest levels of light of Hashem, the highest levels of hasoga selikus, understanding of Hashem, down to levels that the people can relate to. Shenishavu mehisavus ho'or v'hisrachkusoy me'amatzil. The Arizal tells us that these vessels and these tzimtzumim all came about as a result of Hashem's light thickening. Hisavus means thickening, meaning becoming megusham in a sense. You know, switching from total spirituality to the tiniest degree of gashmi. V'hisrach koy me'amatzel. And as a result of the light moving away from its originator, meaning from Hashem, that's what causes it to be able to take on form, shape and form of kelim. Ki im lo yehoya chol haponui, lo yehoya shayach shum hisavu so'or v'srachkoi, kemavur umuvan biksovim. Because as the Arizal explains, were it not for the cholol haponoi, if Hashem did not do that, there wouldn't have been any possibility of Hashem's light coming down in any way, you know, becoming more megushim for us to be able to relate to it in any way. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'ikar hisavu sakelim, Nimshach mebechinas cholol haponoi, that the whole existence and creation of vessels into which Hashem's light can be placed was dependent on the cholol haponoi, was dependent on Hashem making the original tzimtzum. Aval al yidei chet odom harishoin nisaches hora shel hacholol haponoi. However, unfortunately, as a result of Odom and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, we know that the Sforim tell us that whenever there's tzimtzum, it can go even. Tzimtzum means a constriction or removal of Hashem's light. Whenever that happens, it can either be healthy or unhealthy. It could either be for good or for bad. And as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, what happens is that the Ra of the Cholol Haponui, which is Kfira, which is denial of Hashem, that took effect, that came into existence. That nisachzu bakelim, that became attached to the vessels, she'ikrom heim bebechinas oyer, of which the main vessels are skin, hide, as we said, which is the covering. Shehu tachlis hakelim, that's the ultimate keli, meaning it's the ultimate physicalness. It's taking Hashem's light and bringing it to the lowest level of physicality, in a sense. Shehu tachlis hakelim chitzoinis dechitzoinis hakelim. As we had mentioned earlier, if you recall, I believe two shiurim ago, we spoke about that the pnimius is nefesh ruach neshama. That's pnimi, that's spiritual. Chitzoinius is the body, which is made up basically of bosor, gidim, atzomois. But then we said there's another level, more megushim, which is the skin, or the hide, in the case of an animal, you know, which covers the other chitzoinius. So that's the ultimate gashmi, that's the ultimate, you know, thickening of the light, in a sense, as we said. Sheshom nisachazin beyoser, and because that's a further level of tzimtzum, therefore the klipos can attach themselves to that more easily. You know, the higher the light, the less the klipos have it easy to connect to it. So the pnimi, very hard for them to get to. Chitzoini, they can get to. Chitzoini the chitzoini, that's an easy kill for, it's easy prey for them. Shezehu bechinas mishcho dechivya. This is the term that's used many times in the Zohar HaKadosh, and even the Medrash and Gemara mention this term, the hide of the snake. That our bodies, as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the snake, Eitz Hadas, it says that the snake injected a tumor into Chava. And Chava is the mother of all of mankind. That tumor was passed on to Chava's children and grandchildren and to us. And that's referred to as the mishcha dechivya, the hide of the snake. Again, you see that we're talking about the outer layer, the most megusham part. Shemishom achizas kol haklipois chas v'shalom. That's where all klipois, all forces of tuma, connect to. V'alkein, and therefore, ikar hatikun al yidei zikuch v'ibud ho'oyer b'gdusha. Therefore, the main tikkun for this hide, this skin, is when it's purified and it's worked on, it's processed with holiness. L'shem kiddushas tefillin. They go through a whole process of taking that hide, that leather, and softening it and re-softening it and making it ready to be able to receive holiness. Shehu bechinas tikkun hamedame. This is another example of tikkun hamedame, tikkun chol haponui. One of the privileges you have in learning Chassidish Sforim, and especially Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nosson Zal is, they give you a dictionary of the terminology used in Sifrei Kabbalah. In other words, here we're seeing that the term Medame, the term Oyer, the term Chol Aponoi, Noiga, these are all the same family and sometimes are used interchangeably. Shezoichin Hatzadikim Hagedoyle Manal Lesakein, and the great tzaddikim that we mentioned earlier, they are zeichet to fix all of this, to fix the Chol Aponoi, to fix the Pegam of Odom Arishon. To the point where these tzaddikim are zeichet to be able to take the hide, the oyer, the klipa, and make from it holy vessels, lekabel ho'oyer bahadrogo b'mida, to be able to receive Hashem's light in a measured, calculated, healthy way. Shezeu b'chinas oyer behema tohoira. This is the concept of what we said earlier, that sefer Torah, tefillin, have to be written on the skin of a kosher species of animal. She'ikar ksivas kol ha'toyra utfilin hu al ho'oyer daikaknal. Look at this. The whole Yiddish guy, the Torah, tefillin, mezuzis, what do we do? On hide of an animal, which is the aviyah voice, you know, that's noiga shebenoiga shebenoiga. You know, it's the ultimate in gashmius. V'zehu b'chinas habatim shel oyer. And now you'll understand also why the boxes in which the parshiyos are placed, the parshiyos are written on parchment which is made from animal hide. And that gets put into boxes which are also made from animal hide. Kitzrichim lekabel ho'oyer derech kamo tzimtzumim v'kelim. Because in order for us to receive the light, it has to go through several different types of tzimtzumim, of filters, of things that shrink it, and vessels. Hanasim alidei tikun hacholol haponoi, which are generated through the tikun of the cholol haponoi. Shu b'chinas tikun hamedame. Shu b'chinas oyer kanal. We said all of those are the same family. V'zehu b'chinas, and this is why the Torah tells us that after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Vayas Hashem Elohim lo Adam ul Ishtoi kosnos oyer vayalbishem. Hashem made for Adam and his wife garments of skin, of leather, and Hashem dressed them. Kosnos oyer daika. Look at this. The garments had to be made from oyer. Ki ikar hatikun lesakein ho'oyer kanal. Because the main tikun is when you're able to fix that klipas noiga, that skin, that outer layer. Ki kosnos oyer, because garments of leather, heim bechinas talis utfilin. That refers to the combination of talis and tfilin, tzitzis and tfilin. Sheheim yoitzin min ho'oyer u'min hasarois hagedelim al ho'oyer, kemuva be'etz chayim. Tfilin is made from leather. Tzitzis, tfilin is made from animal hide, skin. Tzitzis is made from the hairs that grow on the animal hide, on the skin. And two of our most important mitzvahs, talis and tfilin, tzitzis and tfilin, are the hide and the hair that grows on the hide. We're talking about these outer layers, this cholah, this noiga, this medame, as is explained in the Eitz Chaim, the writings of the Arizal. Shezehu b'chinas, this is what the Tikkuni Zohar says, is marumas in a pasuk in Mishpatim, where it speaks about a poor man. If someone who's very poor will borrow money, and he'll put up collateral for the loan, and what's he going to put up as collateral? His coat, you know, a garment. So the Torah warns the lender, make sure you give it to him when he needs it. Let's say if he gives you a blanket, make sure at nighttime when he's going to sleep, you give him back the blanket, and then in the morning you take it from him again. Why? The pasuk says, ki hi ksusoi levado, because that's his only garment. The Zohar HaKadosh says, do tzitzis. This refers to tzitzis, which is the garment of a Jew. And then the pasuk continues, hi simlosoi loira. This is the covering for his skin. This is the cover. The Tikkun Ezer says, do tefillin. This refers to tefillin. That these two, tzitzis and tefillin, are the main garments of a Jew, and they are the main garments of the Shekhinah, of the spirit of Hashem, kav yachon. Sheheim Pnimiyim Ugevoyim Yoiser Mitzitzis. Tefillin represent a more inner light and a higher level light even than tzitzis. Kamo Shekosu Shom, as the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal say. V'chol zeh hu bechinas tikkun hamedame. And all of this, the tefillin and the tzitzis, is all about tikkun hamedame, shehu tikkun cholol haponui, sheikar hatikkun al yidei emuna kanal. Where we said that in those places, there is, you can't really apply das. You have to default to emuna. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says there, vayehi ki yoru hameyaldoi sesu elikim, that when those midwives showed, displayed fear of Hashem, yoru daika, Rav Nosson Zal says, look what it's talking about, yira. Ki yira kidoisha hu bechinas tikun hatzimtzum v'hadin shel chol al aponui, because holy fear, there's unholy fear called yirois nefulois, when a person fears the wrong thing. But yira digdusha, that's the tikkun for the tzimtzum and din of chol al haponui, shenimtak bisharoshoi al yidei yira kedusha, which is fixed at its source through yira of kedusha, shehu bechinas dino kadisha kiyadua. Yira is a concept of din. Yira is bigematria gvura. So here again, when a Jew develops and works on yiras Hashem, that's yira is an inyan of din gvura, which is associated with cholol haponoi, which is tzimtzum, which is also gvura. The yira serves as a tikkun for any kind of problems in that area. Alkein, and therefore, al yidei bechinas yira, through yira, al yidei ze nasin batim. That generates, the pasuk says there, because they displayed yira, Hashem blessed them with batim. Shehem bechinas tikkun hakelim vatzimtzumim lekabel oyer hatfilin badrogo bemida. In our topic, the batim are the kelim, the vessels, which are the tzimtzumim, by which we're able to receive the light of the parshias, etc. Vezehu vayihi ki yoru vayas lahem batim. When a Jew is zeche to yira, that generates the batim, the casings, the kelim, in which the person can receive Hashem's light. Because without that, if a person receives the light without proper filters, it'll blind him, it'll hurt him. Interesting how this parallels, we were just learning from Likutei Moran Torah Hei, Bachatzotzros, so Rabbeinu Zal speaks there about Yira, the importance of Yira, and how Yira must precede the Ava. Here, Rabbeinu Zal is showing the same thing here, how critical this Yira is in being able to prepare the vessels, the tzimtzumim, into which we can receive the revealed light of Hashem, which is the Chesed. So far we've been speaking about the Parshiyos and the boxes. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to move on to speak about the Gidin, the sinews of the animal with which we sew the bottom up. The sofer doesn't use thread made from cotton or something like that. He uses a type of thread that's made from parts of the animal. And these are called gidin, and that's what he uses to sew up the boxes of tefillin. Paragraph Lamed Zayin. V'gam tzrichen l'toifron begidin daika. Even after we've put these parshias into boxes, that's not enough. We have to close it up, lock it up real tight with gidin. Ki afilu kishaminichen aparshis l'toich habatim, iefsher lekabel ho'oyer ad she'toifer noisan begidin daika. Even after putting them in these boxes, we cannot handle that light. We cannot receive the light of the parshis unless we first sew up those batim with the gidin. Kedei lahastir ho'oyer, in order to really hide the light of the parshias, to lock it up well, shelo yetzei chutz mi'amida chas v'shalom, so that we shouldn't chas v'shalom accidentally receive more than we can handle. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains why the gidin. Ki shesa gidin heim keneged shesa loisase, because the Gemara tells us that in the body there are found 365 tendons corresponding to the 365 negative mitzvahs of the Torah. Shehem bechinas dinim v'tzimtzumim. The Loisa says are a concept of din. Don't do this. Don't go there. That's all din, tzimtzum, boundaries. V'alkein b'hashisa gidin bohem merutzas hadamim. And that's why through those veins, through those wires, flow the blood. Shehem daika hachius shel hodom, which is the life of the person. Of the person, v'chol min chai, or any, even any animal. Ki ikar hamshochas hachius, hu al yedei hagbola soy. Rav Nosson Zal is reiterating this. Because the only way a person can draw life and light is only if it's constricted, if it's got boundaries, if it's in a pipe. Kimavura batoyro uveyoim habikurim hastora, as is explained in chapter 56 in Likutim Ram. Shehachius nimshach tomid mechay achayim. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that Hashem is constantly pumping out life. Hashem is pumping out light and life by the billions of gallons. V'ikar hatikunhu shal yidei ha-toyra shehishmo dekutche berichu mamshichim hachius l'toich ha-kelem v'amidoi sayin shom. But Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say there, you can't receive that light. You can't handle light in that form. The only way you can receive it is through the Torah. What is the Torah? It's kelim. It's parshios. It's sentences. It's words. It's letters. Each one is a shape and form. It's a vessel into which Hashem's light is being placed in a manner that we can handle it. We can relate to it. We can draw knowledge from it. We can know the Ratzon of Hashem from it. V'zeu ayin sham. Look over there in Torah Nun Vav, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this well. V'ze b'chinas ma shehachius hu al yidei hadomim daiko shebeshisa gidin shem b'chinas etzinsumim. And this is why Hashem has created man and animals in such a way that our life depends on blood, right? The pasuk, it's a pasuk. Ki hadam hu hanefesh. That the blood is the life of the person. Person can die. If they lose a certain amount of blood, they're dead, right? So this blood Bedafka flows through these shin samach hei gidin, which are these tzimtzumim. Ki ikar hachius al yidei tikun hakelim vatzimtzumim kanal. Because just like spiritually, just like in the spiritual world, we say the only way you can draw life from Hashem is when there's kelim, vessels, so too in the gashmius existence, the life, which is the blood, has to be in vessels. It has to be in blood vessels. The arteries, the veins, the capillaries, all the different blood vessels. That's what they're called. Kalim. The blood has to flow through Kalim. V'zeo b'chinas, and this is what the Zohar HaKadosh says. There's a pasuk, Ze shmi lo'olam, v'ze zichri l'dor dor. It's a famous pasuk. Hashem says, this is my name forever, and this is how I am to be remembered from generation to generation. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, if you take a look at those two words, Shmi and Zichri, Shmi plus Yud, Shmi is 350, 350, plus Yud Hei, which is 15, gives you 365. That's the negative commandments of the Torah. Zichri is 237, Zayin Chof Reish Yud. 237 plus Vavkei plus 11 gives you 248, which is the positive mitzvahs. And the Zohar HaKadosh shows why it is that way. So now, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ze b'chinas shmi im yudkei shasa. Now you'll understand why the Zohar HaKadosh says, shmi, my name, Hashem's name, plus the word my name, plus yudkei, equals 365. Why? Ki Hashem hu hachius. Because the name is the life of the object. We know that when a person, lo aleinu, is very sick, chas v'sholem, what do? They add a name to add additional life to the person. Or they change a name. Because the life is in the name. The chius is in the name. While we're on the topic, a friend of ours is having surgery now, whose name is Akiva Eliyahu Ben Brocha. Shem should help. He should be healthy and well. The blood and all parts of the body should be completely healthy and well. Ki Hashem hu hachius, because the name is the life. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, nefesh chayo hu shemoi. The soul of a living thing is its name. The name is incredibly important. Ukemoi shebeha odom nigbal kol chiyusei bishmoi. And just like when it comes to a human being, when I say Chaim Friedman, in the words Chaim Friedman is included everything about that person. This wife, these kids, this house, he has this car with this, in that name is included. Rabbi Nizal shows there, if I want to access anything you have, I say, Chaim, can I please, Chaim, can you do? But the name is the key to everything that's included, and the entire chiyus of that person is represented by his name and is in the name. Just like Rabbi Nizal starts the Likutei Moran speaking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, and he says over there that Rabbi Shimon is merumas in a pasuk in Daniel where it says, "Ir v'kadish min shemaya nochis," a holy angel came down from heaven. His name, the name, says that he is this holy angel, you know, and what his mission is. So just like that's the case by us, by human beings, kein kaviyochol oiraisa shmo dekutcha brichu. So too, the Torah is the name of Hashem, the names of Hashem. Shaydei Torah koirin es Hashem yisborach b'shmoi. When a Jew is studying Torah, he's saying Chaim Friedman. He's calling Hashem. He's calling Hashem by his name. Rabbi Nizal there quotes a pasuk when it talks about a king writing a Sefer Torah for himself. It says, "V'kora boy kol yemei chayav." Kora means to read. Kriyas haTorah is the word that we use, right? We call it Kriyas haTorah. We don't say Limud haTorah. We don't say Amiras. We call it Kriyas haTorah. And to call somebody is called Likro, you know, to call him. So Rabbi Nizal says that reading the Torah is calling Hashem by his name. That's how you're availing yourself, you're availing Hashem, you know, you're connecting yourself to everything that's included within Hashem. Umamshichim hachius mimenu l'toich hakelim. And we're drawing life from Hashem into vessels. What are the vessels? Shehem oisiyos haTorah. The letters of the Torah, those are the Kelim, Shehem Bechinas Shmo Dekut Shebrichu. They are the names of Hashem. The Arizal shows how many words that we would never imagine are names of Hashem are really names of Hashem. Well, you know, every word in the Torah, even in the Torah Shebal Peh, the names of the rabbis of the Gemara, Rava, Abaye, the Arizal shows how those are actually names of Hashem. Kemavur Hashem Bahatoyra Uviyom HaBikurim Hanal. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, V'alkein, and therefore Shmi im Yudke Shin Samache. Therefore, my name plus Yudke equals 365. Ki Iker Hashem Shehu Bechinas Hagbolas Hachius Mechay Achayim, because the essence of a name, which is a container, like it's boundaries, into which the life, we draw life from Hashem, who is called Chaya Chaim, Shezehu Ha'ikar, that's the most important thing, Kol Zehu Bechinas Shesa Loisa Seshebetoira. That's what the 365 negative commandments of the Torah are all about. Bechinas Shesa Gidin. They correspond to these 365 Gidin, which are Kalim through which the blood flows. Shehem Bechinas Hatzimtzumim V'hakelim lekabel ho'or b'midu kanal. Those 365 negative commandments, they prepare the vessels that a person needs into which to receive Hashem's light. Just like lahavdil, in any situation, if I want, I'm giving you a car to use. Let's say a brand new car. Here's the keys to a brand new car. Now listen carefully. Don't do it. Don't do that. Don't start it when it's a. If the person doesn't listen to those don'ts, in 2 seconds, there's no more car. Either there's no more car, or there's no more person, or there's no more both. So all of the loisases are tzimtzumim by which we prepare ourselves to be able to receive the chiyus from whatever we want to draw chiyus, from Hashem, for, you know. V'zeo b'chinas shesa yomim b'shona. This is also why there are exactly 365 days in a year. Ki ikar chiyus kol yemois hashana heim al yidei b'chinas shesa hanal. Because the life of the entire year is dependent on those 365 loisases. Notice, every single day of the year corresponds to one of the loisases, and by us performing that loisase properly, we're creating the keli that's needed for that day to receive Hashem's light that comes on that day. Each day has a unique, you know, distinct light. Ki ikar chiyus kol yimayis Hashem adei shasa anal, shehim b'chinas hatzimtzumim, shaydei ze ikar hagbola sachayim. That's how our life is delineated and measured out. Sheze ikar hachayim. That's living. Living is when it's in a fixed, in a healthy way. V'yalkein hatfilin, shehim b'chinas chayim kanal, and therefore tfilin, which is also referred to as life, as we learned earlier, based on the pasuk, b'chinas shem Hashem, and tefillin is also referred to as shem Hashem. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, v'ro kol amei horetz ki shem Hashem nikro lecho elu tefillin. So tefillin is called shem Hashem, and tefillin is called life. There's a pasuk, Hashem aleihem yichyu. When they have Hashem upon them, they live. And the Gemara says that refers to tefillin. Tefillin is having the name. So tefillin is life, and tefillin is the name of Hashem. Alkein tzrichin letoifron begidin daika. This is why we use gidin, which are from those 365, which are the loisases, which are the tzimtzumim, the kelim. Kidei letzamtzem hoer, in order to constrict the light, shezehu ikar hatikun shel hamoichin, Shemachayim. That's the main tikkun for moichin in life, when we're able to channel it, when it's able to go through the proper channels. Vezehu shmi im yudke daika shesa. And this is why shmi plus yudke equals 365. Zichri im vavke equals ramach. Why? She'af al pi she'ramach mitzvah saseh. Heinim shochem ibechinas yemin. Even though the 248 positive commandments come from the right side, which is chesed, we know that Avraham Avinu is chesed, right? There's a pasuk we just learned recently in Likutei Moharan, Avraham Oyhavai. Avraham Avinu represents Ahava, chesed. Avraham is Begematria 248. The 248 positive commandments of the Torah, that's the right, that's chesed. V'shesa loisase mebchinas smoil digdusha, and the 365 negative commandments are from the left side of holiness. Afal pikein merumas bechinas shesa b'shtei oisias harishayne shel Hashem shem gevoyim yoiser. Rav Nosson says there's an obvious question over here that all our local mekubalim should have asked. We know in Hashem's name yudke vavke, which is higher, the yudke or the vavke? The Yudke is much higher. The Yudke represents Chachma and Bina. The Vavke represents Chesed, the lower ones. Then why are you telling me that the negative commandments of the Torah are attached to the Yudke? That Shmi plus Yudke equals 365, and Zichri plus Vavke, the Vavke is the positive mitzvahs. Why? V'zebechinas hanal. We're going to answer this question with what we learned earlier. Shetikin hakelim tzrichim lahamshich me'or hagovoya yoiser. The preparation of vessels into which to receive Hashem's light, that light, the light of the vessels, has to come from a much higher place, has to come from the top of the top. Ki tzrichin moyach godol beyoiser. You need an incredibly high level moyach to create the kelim into which the light will flow, that which is the 365. In order to be able to broadcast Hashem's greatness to the world, to elevate Hashem's name, you know, by all of mankind, like it says by Yitzchias, leman saper shmoi b'chol oretz, so the whole world should know about Hashem. You need the, so again, Rav Nosson Zalman's quoting the Sifrei Kabbalah, which tell us that the light of the kelim, the light that's used to construct kelim, is among the highest levels light possible. That's why the Shemi, that we're going to see soon, that Shem is a Keli, a name is a Keli, a vessel. The Shmi is associated with Yudke, the higher part of Hashem's name. You know, as we're drawing the highest level light to create the vessels, the negative commandments, which are the Kalim into which the light, the Chesed, flows through them. Shezeo b'chinas tikkun ha'tefillin, shenem shochem imoyach govoya ma'oid ma'oid derech kama tzimtzumim. This is the whole concept of the tikkun of tefillin, which comes from an incredibly high level of seichel, which goes through many tzimtzumim, ad shegam anachnu, to the point where even we, vafilu kol boy oilam, and all members of the world, yedu mishmoyu gvurosoy, will have the ability to get to know about Hashem and know about Hashem's greatness. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, that what's the message in tefillin? Vero chol amei horetz kishem Hashem nikra lecha. That all of mankind will see that Hashem is upon you. So tefillin is about broadcasting Hashem to the big public. In order to do that, you have to be able to draw light from an incredibly high place to prepare the vessels that are needed, so that when Hashem is shining through there, it's not going to blind anybody. It's going to be filtered and shrunk enough that the people will be able to handle it and have only healthy benefit from it. Once again, sometimes when you're learning this for the first time, it's abadabada, it's a little confusing or scary, or the terminology, but as you get used to it, it's very clear. Paragraph Lamed Ches. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie this into another section in the Torah. Vezehu, this is why the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Chaye Soro, Vayihiyu Chaye Soro, Meya Shona, V'esrim Shona, V'sheva Shonim. The life of Sora Imenu was 100 years, 20 years, 7 years, Shnei Chaye Sora. These were the years of the life of Sora. Dalid Pa'omim Shana. You see the word Shana being used there 4 times. Keneged Dalid Parshia Shebet Tfilin. Corresponding to the 4 Parshias of Tfilin, Shehem Iker Hachius Hashonim Shechai Hodom Kanal. They are the source of life that a human being lives in this world. Knows the life of a year comes from the tefillin. Hashem aleihem yichyu. Vezehu shedor shrazal, and this is why the Medrash says on that pasuk, baskuf kebaschof, ubaschof kebazayim. That when she was 100, she was like a woman of 20 years old. And when she was 20, she was like 7. Hainu kanal. This fits beautifully with what we're learning about. Our explanation of long life, what long life is really about. Kizehu ikar hashlemus, because this is real perfection. Sheyaschel lichyois b'chol pam, that a person is always starting to live new, always starting a new life. Shafilu kishemagileme azikna, that even when the person reaches old, 100 years old, yibeinov adain yanik legamri, the person is still so young, ki'ilu lo yischil lichyois v'lavad Hashem klal, as if he hasn't even started living yet. He hasn't even started serving Hashem yet. V'yaschil lichyois b'avodos yisporah b'chol pam echodosh. And the person starts living, starts serving Hashem new every single day. V'zeo b'chinas, this is what it means there when the Medrash says, baskuf kebaschof, that when she was 100 years old, she was like a 20-year-old. Baschof kibazayim. When she was 20, she was like a 7-year-old. Shnei chaye sora. That's how we describe the years of the life of Sora Imenu. Meaning, shnei chaye sora, kulon shoven letoiva, the Medrash says. That all the years of Sora Imenu's life were all equally good. What does that mean? Ki kol ma shem mazkin hatzadik. Because the older the tzaddik gets, hu adayin yanik beinov, he's still very young in his own eyes. He looks at himself like a kid. Ki'ilu hu tinoy kadayin, as if he's a baby. Vayidei zeh moisif baboidosoi b'chol pam. And that's what gives him the ability to grow so fast. Because again, everybody knows, children grow quickly. Those of us that are blessed with having children, every couple of weeks, you got to take them to the new shoes. What do you mean? We just bought shoes 3 months. What happened? His foot is growing. He's a child. Everybody knows. Kids grow. And as you get older, that process slows down and even stops. So Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, an observant Jew doesn't get old. If you want to grow, you better not get old. You better not allow yourself to fall into that tumah called old, chas v'shalom. So the tzaddik, this youthfulness of the tzaddik, that he looks at himself like a child, this is what gives him the ability to be moisif in his avoida, to keep increasing his avoida all the time, more and more, higher, closer to Hashem, learning new things all the time. V'zoyche lechayim aruchim be'emes. And he's zoyche to a real long life. Long life isn't when you're doing the same old stupid thing again and again, eating the same breakfast and putting your teeth in the cup and taking the teeth out. That's not long life. Chayim Aruchim is when you're enjoying, when life is new and exciting and filled with new things all the time. Shekol yomav u'shnoisav heim shnois chayim be'emes, where all of the person's days and years are years of living. The person's really living. Ki einoy oyved shum yoim miyemei chayov b'li toisvis kedusha v'chiyas kanal. The person doesn't lose a single day of their life. Not one day in their life goes by that they haven't added new kedusha, new knowledge of Hashem, new awareness of Hashem, new mitzvahs. V'zeo b'chinas shnei chayei sora kulon shoven l'toiva. This is why the Medrash says that, again, the Pasuk says 100 years, 20 years, 7 years, and then it says these are all the years of the life of Sarah, telling us that all of her years were 7-year-old. All the years were new and young and exciting and youthful. They were all equally good. Not like what we call normal people, that when they're young, they're growing, excited. As they get older, they slow down and some get to a screeching halt, and then they're doing nothing, chas v'shalom, waiting to die, counting the minutes, counting the hours, watching the seasons go by. Shezeo b'chinas chayim haruchim anal. This is the long life of the betler that we spoke about. Sheheim b'chinas tefillin kanal. And this is what tefillin is all about, as we learned earlier. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki soro hi b'chinas malchus emuna. Soro represents malchus. Sar. A sar means a ruler. B'chinas shesoro al kol ha'olam. As the Medrash says, she ruled over the whole world. Like it says by Achashverosh, he ruled over the world. He ruled over 127 countries. And Sara lived 127 years. That malchus. B'chinas v'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'oretz. Well, this is talking about the malchus of Hashem, which is al kol ha'oretz, spanning the entire world. Shezehu ikar b'chinas ha'tfilin. That's what tefillin is all about. Malchus, emuna. Ki ikar hamshachas hamoichin shel ha'tfilin heim al yidei horashimu shel ho'emuna shebelev kanal. Because as we learned about 10-15 pages back, the main ability to draw the seichel of tefillin is dependent on, goes via the emuna in the heart. That's why we put on the tefillin shel yad first, which is keneged halev. And by drawing that seichel of the tefillin, al yidei ze meiro ha'emuna achakach ba'or godol u'bishleimus godol bi'oyser. And when we draw the light of the tefillin, then the emuna gets a boost, gets a super boost, and starts shining with a greater light and a greater shleimus. Kiho b'ho talya, because these two are dependent on each other. If you recall, we spoke about this earlier, about 5-6 shurim back, where Rav Nosson Zal had quoted from the Arizal, and he spoke about Zeranpin and Malchus, that at one point this one loses its moichin, and then this one loses its moichin, and then when this one sees the other one getting its moichin back, it gets jealous, and it goes for its moichin, and gets even stronger. And we spoke about that Zeranpin and Malchus represent Das and Emuna. Malchus is that. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going back to clarify that. that the main ability to receive to receive that flow of the sechel of tefillin is dependent on the emuna shebelev. And when we do receive that flow of sechel of tefillin, the emuna gets even stronger. Because these two are dependent on each other. Al yidei emuna mekablen amoichin. Through emuna, a person receives sechel. We mentioned many times, ve'rastichli be'emuna v'yodates Hashem. Uchefi hischachus hamoichin shemekablen al yidei emuna, and through the new sechel that the person just received via emuna, kein nishlam v'nizgadel v'nizchazeku emuna yoser v'yoser. And then the emuna gets strengthened tremendously by the sechel, and it keeps going like that. If you take a look for a moment, if you think, the way we picture the spheroids, the midos of Hashem, let's just take two of them, the top and the bottom. The lowest one is Malchus. The lowest one of the set is Malchus. The top one is Chochmah. We start, you have to start from the bottom. So we start with Malchus, Emuna. And we climb the ladder, we go up the spheres till we get to Chochmah. That through Emuna, we're zeichet to get to Chochmah. When we get to Chochmah, what happens if we keep going? We get to the Malchus of the next world, which is a much higher level Malchus than the Malchus of the previous world. So we're getting to a much higher level of Emuna. Then from that level of Emuna, that leads us up to its Chochmah. And then once we receive from its Chochmah, if we keep going, we're going to get to the Emuna of the next world. And it's a continual cycle of going from Emuna to Das, to higher Emuna, to higher Das. That's why, again, it was possible when the Jews left Egypt. We said they saw Hashem. Vayiruam, they saw Hashem. They saw the miracles. They saw everything. Seeing is Chochmah. Vatipokachno enei shneim. The eyes are pikeya Chochmah. How could it say they saw and they believed? That's regression. You're going from Chochmah downstairs? No. As a result of seeing Hashem, that was the springboard to get to the next level of Emuna, to the Emuna of the next world. You understand? And it keeps going on continually. Ki yesh shleimus be'emuna lemala mishleimus. Because there are higher and higher levels of Emuna. Ad sheyecholin liskois le'emuna elyoina. Until it's possible for a person to achieve the highest level of Emuna, shehu bechinas roish Emuna, which is called roish Emuna, shehu lemalo mikol hamoichin, which is above all the moichin. Because remember, we said Malchus is above Chachma Bina Das, below it. Right? Shezehu bechinas tefillin shel roish. That's the concept of the tefillin shel roish, the moichin. Ki tefillin shel yad heim bechinas vayehi yodov emuna. The tefillin shel yad represent emuna, the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayehi yodov emuna. His hands were outstretched in a display of faith to Hashem. Utfillin shel roish heim bechinas roish emuna. And the tefillin shel roish represent the highest emuna, the roish of emuna. Shezoichin achar kol hasogas hamoichin, which a person is zoiche to after having achieved all the moichin. We started from emuna, we started from malchus, we climbed the ladder, we got to das and bino and chochma, we got all of those moichin. Now what? Now we go to roish emuna. Now we're going to go to the higher emuna. The emuna that's above all of those moichin, the malchus of the next world. Kize klal biksovim. Rav Nosson Sal's giving a beginner's course in Kabbalah here, you know, in an incredible way. This is a rule in the writings of the Arizal and Sifrei Kabbalah. Shemalchus, shehu bechinas madrego achroina shel oilam hoelyoin, the malchus, which is the lowest level of a certain set, of the set on the 23rd floor, you have the Chochmah, the Malchus of the 23rd floor, he lemala is higher, v'hi shoyresh, and is the source, shel bechinas atik, of the atik, shehu madrego helyoino, shebe'olam atachmeno, of the atik of the 22nd floor. In other words, when we talk about atik, we're talking about the top of the top of the top of the top. But if it's the attic of the 22nd floor, the malchus of the 23rd floor is higher than that. You understand? The roof, the top of the top of the roof of the 22nd floor is lower than the floor of the floor above it. V'chein me oilam lo'olam. And this continues like this from world to world, from asiya to yitzira to bria. U'malchus hi b'chinas emuna. And Rav Nosson says, in the Kabbalah books, they use the word malchus. In the Hasidisha books, we use the word emuna. V'atik shehu lemala v'shoyre shel kol ha'moichin shebo yisoylam. And the term atik, which means the top of the top of the top of a given world, atik is way above chachma bina das. Atik is the keser, and it's the highest, highest of the keser. So the atik of a particular world, hu bechinas dveikus hanifla v'hanoyro l'Hashem yisborach. Atik represents an incredible deep connection to Hashem on that given world, in the world that we're dealing with. Bechinas raiva deriven, like Shabbos mincha time, which is a time of the highest level, dveikus to Hashem. It's called rotzayin sheberetzayinos. Hishtoikikus shebeishtoikikus, where the person has the deepest, deepest feelings of longing for Hashem. Shehu bechinas arevas ne'imas hadveikus hanifla v'anor Hashem yisborach. This represents the unbelievable sweetness of being deeply, deeply attached to Hashem, you know, on the highest spiritual levels. Bechinas, as David HaMelech says, Tzom alecho nafshi, kom alecho b'sori. My heart is, my soul is thirsting for you. Bechinas, kolo she'eri ulevavi. My heart, I'm passing out, Hashem, from desire for you. Tzur levavi v'chelki elekim lo'ilam. Hashem, you are my portion forever. Bechinas, and as the pasuk says in Tilim Pei Dalet, nichsecho v'gam kol sonafshi lechatzros Hashem. My soul is yearning and passing out from desire for Hashem's courtyard, for the Beis HaMikdash. Libi uvsori yiranenu el kelchoi. My heart and flesh sing to Hashem. Shalzeh hispalel Dovid HaMelech olav shalom kol yemei chayav. This is what Dovid HaMelech was praying to Hashem for throughout his entire life. Bechinas achas shoalti meis Hashem oiso avakesh. There's one thing that I ask Hashem, that's what I'm asking for. What is it? Shivti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayoi. Lachsois benoyam Hashem ulavaker beicholoi. To be zecher to live in the house of Hashem, to see the sweetness of Hashem, noyam, to this very high level light, and to visit in the throne room of Hashem. Shezeh bechinas hadveikus shel hatfilin. This is the kind of deep connection that a person makes with Hashem when they're putting on tefillin. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'atem hadveikim b'Hashem alekechem. Chayim kulchem ayim. And we said chayim is tefillin. Remember, Hashem aleim yichyu. Bechinas simeni kachoisam alibeich. As the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Hashem says, place me like a seal on your hearts, on your arms, which is referring to the tefillin. Ki azo kamoves ahavo koshe kishoil kino. Because the love is as powerful as death. And the jealousy is like sho'oil, like the fire of Gehenna. Rishofeho rishpe eish shalheves ko. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu l'chabo yisesu'avo. These are, Rav Nosson is quoting all of these psukim, which express our deepest yearnings for Hashem. You know, the highest level dveikus to Hashem. Ashrei hazoicha lezeh. Fortunate is the person who zoicha to experience this, who zoicha to feel this kind of connection to Hashem. Aval yesh bechinas dveikus shehu lemato mebechinas emuna shel madrega hagavoya yoiser. However, there is a dveikus which is below the emuna of the level above it. Because as we just explained before, ki atik de asiya hu lemato mimalchus di yitzira. We said asiya is the lowest world, the world in which human beings are. Yitzira is the world of the angels. The attic of Asiya, the highest, highest level of dveikus that a person can possibly have to Hashem in Asiya, is lower than the malchus, than the emuna of Yitzira. Makolshgein, mi malchus emuna sheboilom eselyonim yoser. And for sure, the attic of Asiya is billions of levels lower than the Malchus of Bria or Atzilus, you know, and so on. V'chein me oilam loilam, and so too from world to world. Alkein, therefore, ikar ha-haskola hi emuna. Therefore, the beginning, if a person wants to know, people ask this question often, how do I get started? Where do I start? The main beginning is emuna. V'hasoif hi emuna udvekus. And the end, okay, if that's the beginning, what's the finish line? How do I know when I got to the finish line? When you get to the finish line, it's also emuna. But there it's emuna with a dveikus to Hashem that's been developed through all the seichel, through all the work that the person has done, going from level one emuna to level two of emuna. Ki be'emes hakoil echod. Because in reality, in truth, it's all one. All of this terminology that's used in Sifra, Chachma, Malchu, Emu, it's all one. Ki bechinas hadveikus shel kol oilam umadrega, because the deep connection and yearning to Hashem on each and every level, in other words, in each and every world, shehu nichsaf umishtoikek umizgagea lalo islamala, whereby the person is yearning and wishing to go up to the next level, Shehu bechinas atik, that's called atik, that dveikus, that deep yearning and deep desire to grab, to reach up to Hashem, to jump up to Hashem, that's called atik, that's called raiva deraivin. Zehu biatzmoi bechinas heoras hoemuna, shehu madrego achroina shel ho'olam shelamam imenu. That is the emuna, which is the lowest level of the world above. They're not two different things. The atik of the lower world is the emuna of the upper world. Watch. Ki malchus shehi bechinas emuna shel oilam hoelyoin, because the malchus, which is synonymous with emuna of the upper world, of the 23rd floor, hu shoyrish hachius shel bechinas atik, is the source from which the atik of the floor below it receives its spiritual energy. Shubchinas raiva deraivin shel oilam umadrega tachtoinu mimenu. That's the, exactly. V'chein l'oilam. And it works this way from level to level. V'hovein hadvorim. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this, what I'm telling you here. Ki al pi hadvorim ho'eile u'kiyotze bohem ha'mevorim bidvoreinu, because based on the explanation that I've given you in this halacha and other things similar to this that are going to be explained throughout Likutei Halachos, tuchal lasis lechoderech lehovin me'at mezer bedarkei hakabola shel hazoyer kodesh v'arizal. You'll be able to understand a derech for yourself, to be able to understand a drop of the kabola of the zoyer kodesh and the arizal, lehoitzi mehem drochem ve'etzo islamaisa. Rav Nosson Zal says you'll be able to follow my example of being able to learn those Sifrei Kabbalah and be able to know how to apply it to your daily life, how to apply it to Torah and mitzvahs, to tefillin, to tzitzis, to mezuzah, to all of these things. Al pi hagdomois noirois ve'etzois amitiois shel divrei toros shel Rabbeinu Zal, based on the introductions and the foundations that Rabbeinu Zal gives us in his forum. Rabbi Nachman gives a person the tools and the building blocks in his sefer. If a person studies that sefer is an incredible bridge between the Sifrei Kabbalah and the rest of the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, and everything. And if you study that sefer, and then you study the Sifrei Kabbalah, you'll be able to derive, you'll be able to follow Rabbi Nosson Zal's methodology, his path, of being able to see how those things have an application in our daily lives, you know, in our mitzvahs, in our chagim, and everything. In the Torah, shekol Torah v'Torah, because each and every single chapter in Rabbeinu Zal Sefer, v'chol maise u'maise, and each and every single story that Rabbeinu Zal told, he poiseches she'orim rabim shel hasoga selukus, opens up many gates for a Jew to be able to understand Hashem on his level. Gam kol darke hakabbalah. And this can give a person the ability to be able to understand the whole methodology of the Sifrei Kabbalah. Im Tizke lishkoid al toirose agdoisho yoim yoim b'shikid rabba. If you'll be diligent in studying Rabbeinu Zal's Torah, Holy Torah, on a daily basis with serious effort, really applying yourself to be kvius every single day, another page, another page, another page, you'll learn to receive an understanding, to be able to interpret the Sifrei Kabbalah correctly, to be able to know, number one, what it means, and most important, to be able to derive from there Eitzos and Avodas Hashem, to be able to use that stuff that some people think is just stuff, names of Hashem, names of Malachim, the world, all of that stuff is gobbledygook. It's not gobbledygook. It's all incredibly meaningful, and with the right introduction, a person can use that to derive an incredible amount of clear advice as to how to serve Hashem better and better. Nimtza, so we see, therefore, she'ikar ha-moichin v'hachiyas shel ha-tfilin heim b'chinas he'oras ho'emuna she'nishlemes v'nigdeles b'yosuknal. So therefore, Rav Nachman says, to sum up all of this, you want to know what the real bottom line is? What's the real seichel that we're getting, this moichin and chiyas of the tfilin? It's all about perfecting our emuna. It's all about building up our emuna to a level of shleimus. V'alkein, ha-tfilin heim b'chinas chaye sora. And that's why we said the tfilin correspond to chaye sora, as we started in this paragraph. Chaye ha-malchus. It's the life, sora is miloshin sar, ruler. It's the life of the malchus, emuna. Shehi b'chinas sora, she sora al kol hoylam. Sora represents malchus. She ruled over the whole world. B'chinas hisgalus emunosoi u'malchusoi l'chol boi oylam. What tefillin is really all about is broadcasting and revealing faith in Hashem and the kingdom of Hashem to the entire world. B'chinas v'hoyo Hashem lemelech al kol horetz. You know, Hashem being recognized as king by the whole world.